Okay, we are ready for Maseches Baba Basra. We are back in Beit Shemesh, and we hope that everybody was able to enjoy from Torah from Galus. After all, Talmud Bavli is also from Galus, so we had a Torah from Guilford for the summer. But now we are back in Baba Basra, and we start Perek HaShutfin. Perek HaShutfin in Baba Basra. Shutfin, the whole Perek now we are about to discuss, is discussions of neighborly responsibilities. If we are together in a yard, what are our responsibilities to each other? Why is this parak here? So all the Rishonim discuss, the first Tosfos discusses why this parak is here. Tosfos, as Tosfos does in the beginning of Bava Metzia and Bava Kama as well, Tosfos links all of the babas together. Tosfos says, Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechtahi. Really, all the Nezikin is one Mesechta, as it says in the end of Mesechta's Baba Kama. And he says, even if it wasn't one big Mesechta, there is still a connection between our Mishnah and the end of Mesechta's Baba Kama. Tosfos says, you find that in Shas also. Even if you have two different Mesechtas, the Rishonim, the Gemara sometimes even discusses what's the connection between this Mesechta and the previous Mesechta. So the last parak in Bava Metzia, which we didn't get to discuss online, but the last parak in Bava Metzia was all about Habayis v'Haliyah, different partners within houses. So, yep, somebody lives on top, somebody lives below. So that leads right into the discussion of HaShutfin, and that's what Rav Rishonim say, that the beginning of our Mesechta continues from the end of the previous Mesechta. There is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam writes in his Hagdama to Pirush HaMishnayos, where he discusses the order of the Mesechtas. He writes, "Achar kach chalak ha-mamar v'nezikin v'chilei ha-mesechas ha-rishon l'shlosha chalakim." The Nezikin starts off with three different chalakim. V'hischa b'baba kama v'nyana l'dabra al-nezikin v'shmirasam. What is the order of babas, says the Rambam? Starts off with Nezikin and the issues of their shmira, kagon, shor, bar, v'hever, as we learned all the discussions of Nizke Mamon, v'dinah chovel, and the eighth parak there talks about chovel. We discussed there a little bit the first six prakim of Baba Kama being one topic of Nizke Mamon, the seventh, ninth, and tenth parak being about Kenev and Gzela, and the eighth parak about chovel. Why exactly? We never really found an answer why chovel is in the middle of Geneva and Gzela, but that was all Baba Kama. And then the Ein HaShofet Rashay LaHakdim Dover Kodem Shezer Hezek Mibnei Adam. And the first thing a judge has to do, says the Rambam, is to remove damages amongst people. People shouldn't be damaging each other. So that's why Baba Kama is first. It's the first thing you have to remove. People hurting each other. After that, then you get to other interpersonal relationships. That's what comes to a judge. First, people hurting each other. And then, after that, how do people deal with each other? People who have titles against each other, people who have claims against each other, that's all Baba Metzia. People who work for each other, borrowers, renters, that's part two of what a judge does. And that's what the Torah does. And then comes Baba Basra. What's Baba Basra? Says the Rambam, Vakach Baba Basra, V'inyano l'daber b'chiluk ha-kakos, to discuss the splitting up of land, v'hadinim b'inyan hadiros ha-mushutafos ha-shchuno, splitting up of different partners, bitul mekach u-mepkar, sales, voiding of sales, who owns this, who doesn't own this, other kinyanim, yerusha, right, all other types of interpersonal aspects, but that's all part three. Why is this here? Why is Baba Basra after the first two? So here's the line in the Rambam. V'sidir achilak azeh b'achrona, b'shvil shekulo kabbalah v'divrei svaras, v'lo hisbayer min ha-Torah. It's fascinating. You think about Baba Kama, see, it's all based on Psukim. All Baba Kama is all about Nizke Mamun. And all Parshas Mishpatim. That's all Baba Kama, it's all about Metzia. Come to Baba Basra, we're the Psukim for Baba Basra. They're nowhere. Baba Basra is not really based on Psukim. Okay, Yerush is based on Psukim, Abedot Slavchad. But if you look, Baba Basra is really not based on so many Psukim in the Torah. It's a lot of Svara. It's a lot of Yachloku. It's a lot of Amos Bechaver Olam Araya. So says the Rambam, that's why Baba Kama and Baba Metzia come first, because those two are based on Psukim, while Baba Basra is more based on Svara, and that's why it comes third. Ukashahodia, Inyan Adinan, and that's why all three, though, form a unit of Din, the first part of when people are hurting each other, physically or through their property. Part two, all other types of interpersonal relationships. Part three, people have titles against each other and they want to split things up, and Yerusha, and how do you work, and all the sales and voiding of sales. After all that, you know what the din is, then you got to figure out who does the din. who does the din. So that's why after all the babas, which maybe are one mesachta, maybe are three parts of a unit, v'sidir achak baba basra Sanhedrin. Right, that's why Sanhedrin comes right after those three, because that's who does all of these babas. And then Makkos is stuck in after Sanhedrin, because that's connected to Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin does Makkos. And then you get to others. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam, by the way, goes through every single mesachta in Shas, figuring out the order right here in his Hakdamah to Pirshei Mishnayos. But that's the Rambam, how he figures out the beginning of Nezikin. What are the rayas that we mentioned in the past also? How do we know that the babas are all one mesachta? It's because in every Seder in Shas, all the bigger mesachtas are in the beginning. Right? We think, why is it Shabbos, Erev, Mesachim, Shkolim, Yumasukha, Beitza? Right? Why is Beitza all the way over there? Shouldn't Beitza be before anything about Yantif? It's all about Yantif. But if you look at it, the size of the prakim, that determines Shabbos is the longest, and then comes Erev and Pesach, and there are both 10, and then comes Shkalim, which I think is 8, and then Yuma. So basically, that's the order. And so Kalim is first, because Kalim is 30 prakim, Ahalas is 18 prakim, and in every Seder, it goes from the longest to the shortest, right? The shortest, yeah, the end of every Seder is 3 prakim, 4 prakim, Chagigo, you have Arla, you have Moed Kata, and all these are the ends, so they're much shorter. So the Babas, it can't be 10, 10, and 10, three different ones, because then Sanhedrin is 11. So if Sanhedrin is 11, the Babas can't be separate, because then it wouldn't fit the order that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did, so that's why it fits that they're all one Mesechta. Okay, those are a couple words of introduction. So now we get into the Mesechta itself, starting with Perek HaShutfen. Again, Perek HaShutfen is all about partnerships, different issues that come up when two people are living together. There's some agadata. Abobasa has a little of everything. Obviously, has better have a little of everything. It's 176 blots. It's going to take us all the way through February. But the longest mesachta in dafim, the longest mesachta in words, is brachas. That was all the way back at the beginning. But the longest mesachta in shas, in the middle of the mesachta, we'll get to in the middle of the third parak, Rashi dies. So we have the Rashbam for the rest of the mesachta. We have you have a whole Hakos of Yerusha coming up in the eighth parak, Yesh Nochlin and Misha Meis, issues of Arevus come up towards the end of the mesachta. Again, various different sugyas, and there's major agadata in the middle of the mesachta in the Hamochers, but we'll take it day by day as we do here in the Dafyomi world. Okay, here we go. Hashutfin. We have partners that want to make a wall in their yard. Oh, just one other point. Baba Basra is very Rishon heavy. Baruch Hashem, we have some Masechtas that don't have so many Rishonim. We have some Rishonim a little off the beaten path. We're going to get to Sanhedrin Bezashem next, which doesn't have as many Rishonim as others. Baba Basra has everybody. As everybody takes into account Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Meiri, Chidushi Aran, Yad Ramah, Brimigash, got everybody plus the Rebbeim on Baba Basra. So Baruch Hashem, we'll try to keep as much as we can. Rabbi Yonah, got everybody on Baba Basra. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Hashutfin sharatzu lahasos mechitza b'chatzar. So partners that want to make a mechitza in a yard, they share a yard together. Two people share a yard, and they want to build a wall in the yard. They want to good fences make good neighbors. So they want to build a wall. So therefore, what do? Bonin esakolzo beemsa. So they build a wall in the middle. Build a wall in the middle. The Yad Ramah, getting right into it. The Yad Ramah here says, Yad Ramah, we don't have on too many mesachtos. We have him on Sanhedrin and Baba Basra, two in a row. Those are the two. They made up some Yad Ramahs. They have now. We have a Yad Ramah on Kiddushin a little bit. That was a little bit Yad Ramah from here, and then taken from other places. But the real Yad Ramah is how they're using the yeshivas is Baba Basra and Sanhedrin. Those are the two Yad Ramahs. So the Yad Ramah notes that you build a wall be'emsa. Says the Yad Ramah, what's the chiddush of saying you go build a wall in the middle? Where else are you going to build a wall? So he says v'lo tema. Don't say that this means hani mi lehecha deshavu choki lahadadi. This doesn't only mean that if you split the chatzer evenly, so then you build the wall in the middle, and as we'll see, the thickness of the wall is split amongst the area of the two parties. Let's say the thickness of the wall is going to be 3 feet, so you have 1.5 feet in each of the parties' rishus. It's not only when each of the halves of the chatzer are exactly split into two halves. It's not only that. Even if the two halves are not equally together, let's say somebody, one person, one balachatzer takes 20% of the volume of the chatzer, and one takes 80%, still, the emtsa means on the line that you split it on, so that's where you say emtsa, that half the wall is on one side of the owned by one person, half the wall on the other side. As we'll see, this wall is to protect the visual rights of each of the parties. We're going to discuss that at length coming up. Hezek re'iya, and therefore, it's not dafka split in the middle of the yard, wherever the middle might be, but it's wherever they decide to split the yard, you split the chatzer's width between the two. Dinahu diavi beba hadadi. And the Mishnah is even meduya, because what does the Mishnah say? The kapasik v'tani bonus calls it beemsa. V'lo kapalig bein deshavu chalki lahadadi lecha delo shavu lahadadi. Doesn't make any difference between whether the two halves of the chutz, whether the parts of the chutz are split into equal halves or not. It just says beemsa. It's the wall is made in the middle, that half of the wall belongs in on each of the parties' yard. And he says it's even meduya in Rashi. What does Rashi say? Third line in Rashi. Be'emsa, ze nosein mechelko, chatzi makom ovi hakosel, v'chein ze. What does be'emsa mean? Each gives half of their portion for half the wall. Rashi doesn't say, you make it in the middle of the yard. He says, give from half their portion. This is the Adrama. The Rabbeinu Gershom seems to hold otherwise. You're looking at Rabbeinu Gershom right here on the daf. Rabbeinu Gershom has the girsa of bonin as hakosel le'emsa. Not ba'emsa, right on the top right over here. I don't know, maybe you have it on the left. But yeah, le'emsa, right, it's to the middle, right? So he might have a little different. The Rishash also, he doesn't put Rabbeinu Gershom, but he also has it exactly in the middle. But this is what the Yad Ramah and the Mediyak and Rashi is, that emsa does not mean always the exact middle of the field, of the yard, but it just means wherever it is, half of it is taken up in each of the sides of the whoever owns it. So, should they want to split it, you build a wall. Why does Dafka talk about a chatzer here? Why not the money? What if you want to split, as we're going to see later on in the Mishnah and in the Gemara? There are gardens, there are other types of areas that people live in. Why does Dafka say a yard? So, let's start off in the Rashba. The new Mosad Rav Kook came out with a new Rashba. This is only Chelag Aleph for the Basra. So, we'll see if they come out with Chelag Beis by the time we get there. Right, they have a couple of weeks. Well, to Lion Beis. So says the Rashba, why does the Dafka talk about Chatzer? First Rashba in the Masechta. Below a period of Chatzer. So he says, Inami Yishlomar, De Itstrich, Bein Laman De Amar Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, Bein Laman De Amar Lo Shmei Hezek. Let's start off talking about this concept. There's a concept spoken about here at the beginning of the Masechta called Hezek Re'iyah. I'm familiar with Hezek of damaging you. I smash your headlight. That's Adam Hamazik. I smash. Let's say I let my ox go and damage your property. That's Nizke Mamon. My property damages you. All of a sudden, we have here, at the beginning of the Masechta, we have something called Hezek Re'iyah. I look at your property, and that itself is a damage. That itself is damaging your property. Maybe it's based on Ayin Hara. We had that at the beginning, a little bit in the previous Masechtas. If you have something fruitful, and something that is good, that other people stare at, that causes Ayin Hara. Maybe it's because, we'll mention a stipler soon, about if I'm able to look into your property, you're able to do less in your property, it's less private, that itself is considered a hezek. So there are different aspects of hezek re'iyah, but there is a machlokas whether hezek re'iyah is shmei hezek or not. What does shmei hezek mean? Everybody agrees it's not a good idea to look into other people's property. What does shmei hezek mean? Is that considered enough of a hezek that I'm going to be responsible to do something? Either I might have to block off my view, you might have a responsibility to block off your view that I don't have to violate Hezek Re'iyah, am I going to have to pay something? So everybody agrees it's not a good idea, Hezek Re'iyah. The question is that going to lead to culpability? Is that going to lead to a financial issue that I have to prevent it, I have to do something for it? So the Gemara is going to talk about that soon on Amud Beis. So the Rashba says the reason that it says Chatzer in our Mishnah is to teach me a Chiddush according to either Man D'Amar. Whether you say Shmei Hezek or whether you say Lav Shmei Hezek. The Laman D'Amar Shmei Hezek, according to the one who says Shmei Hezek, that Hezek Re'iyah is a form of Hezek. It's Trich La'ashmei Inan. So then the Chiddush is Da'afilu B'Chatzer Shmei Hezek. Even in a yard, you might think Shmei Hezek? Okay, in your house. Nobody should be looking into your house. We're going to have later on, what's the whole source for Hezek Re'iyah? We're going to talk about it later on in Dafnun Tes, later on in 2 months. Right, we're going to refer to it, though. Hezek the Rebbe Makor is a pasuk that Bilam said. Matobu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Osefi Yisrael. He saw the tents of Am Yisrael. They weren't mechuvan echad keneged hasheni. He saw the windows weren't next to each other, so nobody could look into each other. He says, "Wow, Matobu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Osefi Yisrael. What a tsnius nation! That's the makar. That's the pasuk in the Torah for the makar Hezekiah. So you might have thought that applies to houses. What in my backyard? The issue of Hezekiah in my backyard. So says the Rashba. That's the chiddush of saying chatzer. According to the Mandar of Hezekiah, it's not only in a house or in a gina, as we'll see, in a garden, which is even more private, but even in a chatzer. Once they want to split, then each one is forced to chip in for the wall. That's according to that chiddush. Ulu mandamar lo shmei hezek. What about according to the other mandamar? According to the mandamar lo shmei hezek, nami yitzrech. There's also a chiddush. The itan astam, because if it would have just said, hashutfin sharatu lasas vachisa, if it wouldn't have said chatzer, I would have thought, asidin lamitti lo meimer, tafilu babayiz nami lo shmei hezek. I would have thought, even in a house, lo shmei hezek. Kamash malon, that's why it has to say chatzer. That in a house, then even if they don't want to split, so then we would force them to split because Hezek Re'iah in a house, Kule Alma, is Shmei Hezek. Okay, so that is gets us into the sugya of Hezek Re'iah. That is the Rashba on our sugya. There's more paper inside if you run out of that card. Okay, Bob Asher, you're going to run out. So look around. Okay, so Hashutfin Shurazal has Mechitza Bechatzer, so Hashutfin again, that want to split up their Mechitza, to split up their yard. So bone the codes of Emsa, you build a wall in the middle. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Makom Shenahagu La'asos Gvil Guzis Kefisin Levainin Bonin. Whatever the minog is to build, whatever material is usually used to build the wall out of, you build it. These are all different types of materials and different thicknesses of the material. Hakol Kemenag Medina, you go by whatever the minog of the Medina is. What did that extra line teaching me? Hakol Kemenag Medina. We're about to give examples. Let's just read it, and then we'll give examples. Gvil. So for example, Gvil, Zednosegimotvacham, Gvil, which is usually a 6 tefach wide wall. So then, each have to give 3 tefachim from their own area. Begazis, if you usually use gazis, which is the thinner one, it's a stronger material, so you don't have to use such a thick one. Zenosin tvachayim umechsa. Usually 5, so each gives 2.5. Bekfisin, zenosin tvachayim. Belevenim, bricks, zenosin tvachumechsa. So you give all the examples, whatever the material is, that is what is used, and each have to give half of their property. Says the Rashba, what is the first line? Hakol Kemenag Medina, what is that coming to teach me? So he says, there are those that say, Hakol Kemenag Medina is coming to teach me, Yesh Omrim, Keminag Binyane Ha'ir. Hakol Kemenag Medina, whatever people usually use to build the walls of their houses, that's the type of walls that have to be built here in the Chatzer. And says the Rashba, I beg to differ. Because why should the wall of your yard splitting up between properties with the reason of prevention of Hezek Re'iah looking in, why should those walls have to be as sturdy as walls of your house, which have to support a roof, which have to support a second story? So he says, even though Yesh Omrim, and he's quoting here his Rebbe, he's quoting the Ramban, so he says, I disagree. He says, V'davar shel temahu, hechnatzrich kotzel chazak ba'arba amos asuyim lasalik hezek re'iah bovad. Why should you require the thickness that you usually need for a wall of a house in order just to remove, visual damage? Because Gavol, listen about both Tekros of Aliosov. Ubehadia Mashma, it's Mashma the Gavol, you don't need that. He says, even though it's South Kokaminaga Medina, what's the Minaga the Medina? You know what the Mispas mean? The Minaga Medina building walls and yards. That's what it must mean. That's the Rashba. Don't think how Kokaminaga Medina means the Minaga Medina are building walls for houses. It means walls for yards. What if there is no Minhag? You go to a place, there is no Minhag of what to use. So, which do you get to use? That's the machlokas rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yonah here says, Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah, in a separate sefer, Rav Basra, Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, if there is no minag, so then, V'nir Rabbeinai de'bi'ir chadasha, ein echan mehem yachol omar agdar imcha behutz v'dafna. They each cannot use hutz v'dafna just like little bushes, that's not going to be good enough. You can't go so low down. Elabonin kosel shebet pachos shebet salim. You can use the lowest one, but, not, it's got to be something. It's got to be something. It can't be like bushes that you can see through. It could be with the lowest one here, whichever direction you go through. But the Rabbi Yonah says you could be Mekel, but but the lowest one. That's the Rebbeinu Yonah. The Iri has two different days here, whether you go by the most, the thickest or the thinnest, but he agrees in the end to the Rebbeinu Yonah. One other point from the Yad Ramah here, which is an important point, and then we will continue. The Yad Ramah says, what about if there's a place that they have, some people do this and some people do that. Some people build thick walls, some people build thin walls. And one of the partners says, I'm building a thin wall. I'm not taking any more of my property. What if the rove of the city, the majority, does one thing, and then the minority does something else? So do we say the principle of Hochan Acharov? Because usually we say, we had a Baba Kama, Chaf Gimel or so, Ein Hochan B'mamon Acharov. You don't follow the rove by Dini Mamonis. So what do you say here? So says the Adar Ma, an important point. The principle of Ein Hochan B'mamon Acharov only applies in the past. If you have a Din Torah, Bezdin's trying to figure out what happened. What happened? There's a rove of something. So they say, okay, Ein Hochan B'mamon Acharov. Most people, we're going to have it later on also here in the Masechta, the Psadic base, we're going to have Ein Hochan B'mamon. Most people, you buy an ox, and now you bought the ox to work in your land. Most people sell oxen for shechting. So the guy says, look, I sold you to this for shechting. I know he's a wild, crazy animal. I know you can't control him. But I sold it to you for shechting. I didn't know you wanted it to as a pet. So it's not my fault. It's not a mechatos. And he said, what are you talking about? This animal's crazy. So do you go after the rove there? So we pass it. So the Gemara says, Ein Hochan B'mamon Acharov. So says the Ad Ramah, that only applies about the past. Ein Hochan B'mamon Acharov, you don't go by the rove. But about the future, what should we do now? What kind of wall should we build? Then you do go after the rove. The principle of Ein Hochan B'mamon Acharov is only about the past, but it comes to the future. Avo la'asid ki ha'gavna de'lameiz al basar min haga da'asra hu de'be'inan basar ruba azlinan de'ilu min haga de'mi'uta lav min hag medinahu. Then you would go after the rove when it comes to the future. Good. Let us now continue. So the Mishnah says, you have all of these, again, you want to build these machitzas, you build the wall in the middle, and these are all these materials that you would use. Just one other ha'ara. Again, there's a lot on the Mishnah, every line. The Rabino Tam here, if you look in the Tosfos quotes the last skinny line in Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'niril Rabino Tam. Tosfos says, V'niril Rabino Tam. The Dafka Behutza V'dafna Avopachos Mikan Afilu Nahagu Minog Hedyotu. Rabino Tam says there's a limit to what the minog is. What if the minog in the city is to build very, very flimsy walls that will fall down next week? That's the minog. That's what everybody does. They build walls and they fall down. They have to take them to a Din Torah and then you have to go through the whole process again. Says Rabino Tam, that's not a minog. That's not a minog. If the minog of the town is a minog of Hedyot, then you forget the minog. You don't go by the minog. And what do you see from here? The yesh minhagim she'en lismoch aleihem afilu hecha ditnan hakol keminag medina. Wow. Says there ain't no time. Even sometimes when the Mishnah would say, you've always followed the minog, if it's a minog of shtus, it's a minog of hedyotos, a minog that doesn't make sense, right, that you're going to have to just go back to the dying next week, so then hakol keminag medina does not apply. That is the shita v'ein no tam, and this is expanded upon by the Maharik. The Maharik has a tshuva. Maharik has a tshuva in Shorish Ches. It's the eighth one, right at the beginning of the Sefer. Shorish Ches, where he was asked. There was a minog, in the days of the Maharik, a couple hundred years ago, of people didn't give double portion to their Bechor. People didn't give a double portion to their Bechor. So he was asked. He says, Sheila haita be'echad sherotze lahafkia Yerusha ben HaBechor. He didn't want to give a double portion to his firstborn. Ba'amro, ki minog mevata halacha. Because we know there's a line out there, right, oft dangerously used. Minhag mevatel halacha, v'chi nohagu be'eretz ahi lahashvos habachar v'hapashut v'chelak kechelak yitlu. There was a minhag in the place that the firstborn didn't take a double portion. So again, bizman hazeh is a big sugya. So we, a lot, many places, many cases, we get out of it. We don't just like not do it. We have something called the shtar chatzi zachar. We try to get daughters involved because bizman hazeh the people give daughters certain, but that's not Yerusha. We have certain documents that beforehand take care of, you know, how to do it. But that's not stop. Just a person dies and they say, okay, I don't want my stuff. I don't want Yerusha to kick in. If a person dies, they didn't take care of it beforehand with any shtaris, then Yerusha kicks in. Regular halachos of Yerusha. So here, the Maharik was asked, hey, nobody does double portion, as Bizman says, so I don't want to do it. Midah went back to halacha. Says the Maharik, come on. says Lanias Dati Nira Davar Pashut Yoser BS of a Kutcha. The Lashon Gemara uses that it's easier than an egg in milk. What's an egg in milk mean? That it's obviously what's wrong with an egg in milk. Nothing wrong with an egg in milk. Right? He says it's simpler than that. He says, She'ein b'minag ze mamish. This minag does not have any mamish. The kasavar zarua could go. When do you say minag mavata halacha could go to minag kavua al pi chachmi hamakom? When you have a minag that's based on the chachmi hamasora, that's when that minag has teeth. Vizeu sha'amar minag mavata halacha pirish minag vatikin. Aval minag she'ein lo raya minatora eino ela ketoa b'shigal adas. But a minag that is against halacha, that's its mistake. The kama minhagim geruim. There are many minhagim that we shouldn't follow them because they go against the Torah. Kidapirish Rabbeinu Tam Reish Baba Basra. Right here. Like Rabbeinu Tam says in the first Daf in Baba Basra, that if you have a minhag of people building walls that fall down so they have to go back to Beis Din every week in order to prevent the Hezek Re'iyah, then you don't follow those minhagim. Harei Lecha, Da'afilu B'mamon Ba'alma, could go in Tzchiris Polim or Mechitzes Ben HaShutfin, Ein HaMinhag Mevatel Shura Sadin. Right, this isn't even a minhag against wearing tefillin or something. This is a minhag of dinei mamonos. Still, you don't go by it. Ella imkenu minhag kavua al pi vatikin. V'tzorach sheyia lo raya min haTorah. Dim lokein hariyu kiminhagim geruim she'ena nuhokam achareim. Kol shekin v'kol shekin kiminhag hara hazeh. She'oker din Torah umevatel yerusha sin habachor. She'en laleches acharav chalila. Right, so the Maharik uses this Rabbeinu Tam all the way Baba Basra Daf Beis. We learn about minhagim. When we have minhagim, then only appropriate minhagim are ones that stay alive in Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Says again, there's a lot more here, but we continue. V'chein begina. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. L'fichach. Therefore, because if they want to split and they each take half of the area to their side, l'fichach. Therefore, im nafal hakosel. What happens if 5 years later we know the wall falls down? Hamakom avanim shal shneim. We could assume that the wall was built right in the middle of the property line. Each gave half of their property, so you split the materials of the wall. Of the stones that fell down. What's the chiddush? The Gemara explains that even if, let's say, the wall fell into one of their reshuyos, and you might say, I'm the muchzak now. I got all the materials in my reshuyos. No. That doesn't matter. Why? You don't go by muchzak in that case. Why don't you go by muchzak in that case? Again, an important line in Tosfos. But Basra has many, many yesodos of muchzakus, of dini mamonis. But Tosfos here again says, why don't you go by Hamotza Mechaver Alav Araya? Don't we have many cases? Tosfos in the third line of Lefichach. Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Hashoel that we had, B'mziyah Daf Kuf, where I traded a cow for an ox, right? And we traded the ox, and then we go to the cow, and lo and behold, the cow had a baby. And there's a calf sitting next to the cow. We don't know when the calf was born. Before I sold you the ox, so it's mine, or after I sold you the ox, so it's yours. So we don't know. Hamotza Mechaver Alav Araya. So we always say muchzakis. So why don't you say muchzak here, wherever the stones are? So that's what you'd say muchzakis. Says Tosfos, no. When do you usually apply the concept of muchzak? If it was clear at what point in history, and now a suffix has come up. If there's clarity, now there's a suffix, so you go back to the clarity, you say Moshe Mechaber Lavaraya. But here, let's say the wall was still standing. You'd still have the suffix. You'd still have the suffix even if the wall was still standing. Says Tosfos, that's called, or have the Achronim understand Tosfos, Tfisa, that's called Tfisa, let me get the Lashon right, that's called, I'm sorry, the way Rabbi Chanan says it, it's Tfisa la'achar leidas ha-safek. You already have the suffik, and then he's Tofes. When do you usually say Muchzak works? At the time that the suffik begins, I'm already Tofes it. Meaning it falls into my property, I'm Muchzak, and now you have a suffik whose it is. But here, the suffik starts earlier. Before the wall falls down, you'd have a suffik. So muchzakis is not strong enough to get out of that. Then you just say it's suffik, period, and you would split it. That's Tosfos' lashon. See what it's dahasam, sixth line of Tosfos. Dahasam mitchila mivurah hayahadavar urbrushus echad meyanolad asafik. In the other cases, when do you say this muchzak? You know for sure the camp was born in somebody's rishus. You just don't know whose. You know it belongs to somebody. Aval hacha meikara nolad asafik. But here, when the wall was standing, you already had the safek. V'mahayu boyin lachlok bocha kosel kayam hayochokim mishavim misafek. And if you wanted to split when the wall was standing, you'd still split misafek. And therefore, we don't apply the principles of muchzakus. Okay, there's more in that Tosfos, but we'll leave it for now. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara says lafichach. If the wall falls down, you would split it up. You would split it up evenly. Good. What happens if one person offers and says, you know what, you can build it all in my rishus. I'm a nice guy. You can build the wall all in my rishus. I want to do it a lesser material. That's also a discussion in Rabbeinu Yonah. He has 2 days whether that would be allowed. If a person is allowed to say, you know what, I will build it in my rishus. I don't want to spend so much money. I don't want to spend so much money on a thick wall, so build it all in my rishus, and I'm going to build it with a lower value. Is that allowed or not? So those are 2 deos in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The way the Achronim, I saw one of the Achronim explain these 2 deos. Okay, we're going to have a number of Chakiras in Hezek Re'iyah, and then we'll continue. The Levush Mordechai suggests, what are these 2 deos about in Rabbeinu Yonah? Whether a person is allowed to offer and build the entire wall within his own property, but build it of a lesser material, is that Shenechlegulim Yisso, what the Yisso did of Hezek Re'iyah is. Is it Kishar Nezikin? Is it like, it's similar, just like I damage you, right, with my property, I damage you with my body, I damage you with my sight. So therefore, what's the halacha by any hezek? Right when I remove the hezek, it's finished. So I've taken care of the problem. Right, if I have an ox, and I make sure the ox doesn't damage you anymore, so that's it, it's finished. So to here, if I could offer and build a wall within my property, even if it's a lower level wall, it should be allowed, because I removed the hezek. Or do you say no? Oh, Yisodo, Hezek Re'iyah, it's not like other Hezekim where I'm actually damaging you with my property, with my body. Hezek Re'iyah, the Yisod of it is Din Shutfis. It's a Din and Shutfis of property rights that each party has. And if that's the case, it's not a regular Din of Hezek, but it's something about the interpersonal relationship between two parties. It could be that it's more than just removing temporarily a problem. I need a long-term solution here. And if you're going to do something that's going to remove something for the short term, but it's not going to be a long-term solution, I could say, forget it. I could say, don't remove the problem now. I need something for the long term. And if that's the case, it could be that I could force you to build it in between. I don't care that you're offering. Wonderful offer. But this, at root, is a din of shutfis. It's not a din of nezek. This isn't Nezek, even though it's called Hezek Re'iyah. It's different than the other issues of Hezek, and therefore I could force you to build it in the middle from the higher level materials. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, and maybe the first Chakir that we have in Hezek Re'iyah. Let's continue now. V'chein Begina. The same applies to gardens, which are somewhat more private than yards. The Gemara is going to talk about what does V'chein Begina mean. We'll get to that, but that's a phrase. But also a Gina, the same halacha applies. Which halacha? So we'll talk about that in the Gemara. Next, Makim Shenagu Ligdar Mechayven Oso, in a place where the minog is to make a geder, to make a fence, then we obligate the parties to make a geder, Avo Babika, but in a valley, which is a much more open place, send Makim Shenagu Shalo Ligdar Ein Mechayven Oso, in a place where the minog is not to make a geder, we're not Mechayven to make a geder. Right? If one person all of a sudden says, I want to put up a fence, so the other person can't be forced if the minhag is not to. Ela im rotze konis atol shalo bona. In that case, he could go within his own property and build up whatever wall he wants. He could put up a fence within his property. It's not for no problem. But va'osa chazis mi bachutz. But he should make a window in the wall on the outside. Why? Lefichach, therefore, because of this. Im nafala kosel hamakam varim shalo. So we know that it was all his. If a wall falls down, we will generally assume that it was built in the middle of the properties, and therefore would split. If somebody builds it only on their own property, within their own property, they should put a window on one side so that we know you put a window on the place where you want to look out, and therefore, I guess it's skinnier on the inside, it gets wider on the outside so you can see out. So therefore, if you do that, we'll know that the window is on the outside of the person who built it. If it's in a place where they don't usually build, but they did build, so that, and they built it from both of them, so you should build it on the middle border. They should build a window on both sides, so that if later on the wall falls down, it will belong to both of them, because you'll see the window on both sides, and it will belong to both of them. What happens if, let's say it's a place where they usually build, but the parties say, you know what, we're mochel. We're mochel on the Hezek Re'iyah. Is it possible to be mochel on Hezek Re'iyah? Because they say, I don't care that you see into my private world. Is it possible to be mochel on Hezek Re'iyah? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim here. The Rashba says, no. The Rashba here just says no, and in the tshuva he has a beautiful lashon explaining why. The Rashba says right here, you cannot be mochel hezek re'iyah. Let me just find it. Quotes from Machlokas to the Beni Yonah. Beni Yonah suggests maybe you can. Ikame Ravasa, the Pirshu. Some Ramay Rabbeim. Rabbi Yonah said, that Filamanda Amar Hezek Riyashme Hezek, Kol Sheratsu Bonim as Kosal Bakarchan, Hanimili Bir Chadasha. Abba Bamakam Shenagu Kulan Shalola Hakbid al Hezek Riyah, Emachaybinos Alibnos. If the whole place of the minhag is not to be makbid, you don't have to be mechayev them. El imratza koni zadok shelo bonit. If you want to build it, fine, but if not, you don't have to force me. Says the Rashba, the ein dinam yafe beinai. No, I disagree. I disagree. You can't be mochel on hezek re'iyah. Maybe hezek re'iyah of a chatzer where it's not so private. But as you get closer, excuse me, of a gina and of a bias, for sure, you cannot be mochel. Why not? So for this, you have to look in the tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba writes in the tshuva. Chelik Bey Simon Reish Samaches. He says Mikol Makom Im Nagu Shlola Hakbet Chalal Hezek Reiya Shal Batam VeChatzeros Minhag BeTaus Suveino Minhag. It's not a good minhag. Why? She'ein Mechilas HaHakpada Ela B'Mamenis. You can be mochel on money, right? Don't worry about it. You don't have to pay me back. Somebody owes you money, you can be mochel. She'adam Rashay Litainet Shelo O Lizok BeNachasav. I can be mochel that I can be damaged, and you don't have to pay me back. That you can be mochel on. Aval eino rashai lifrok gidron shel Yisrael v'shelo linhog b'tznius ukegorem lehistalik shechina miYisrael, as it says later on in Daf Samach, right? We have a Gemara here, Samach Manav. Later on, that's where the Gemara says that the is it in that volume? It's in that volume. So look over. The Gemara says lo yiftach. You can't build windows connected windows and doors connected doors. You know, Animili says the Gemara Amar Biyochanan Amar Kra Vayisa Bala Bilam Esena Vayaris Yisol Shochin LeShvatav Mara Ra Ashein Pischei Elohim Ahalem Mukhvadim Zelazeh. Bilam saw that the windows weren't connected each other. Amar Reuyin Halalu Shetishra Aleim Shchina. That's the, you can't do that Beis Malbas without doing that Samach. Right, that's the makar right there. Snius brings the Shechina, and that's what says the Rashba. You can't be mochel on that. You can be mochel on, don't worry, but no, that's part of who a Jew is. Part of a Jew is being a tsanua, not looking into each other, not just reading other people's mail. You don't need to be a gershom for this, right? So it's looking into people's windows, right? Matovu alecha Yaakov. Every time we walk by somebody's window and we hear something going on in somebody's house, looking straight and not looking into the window is a kiyum. Is the kiyum of Matovu alecha Yaakov, Mishkan Zechi Yisrael, is the kiyum of Hezek Re'iyah. We're not supposed to be looking into people's houses. So that is, says the Rashba, and the Tshuva and the Ramah Paskins of Swain, Simin Kufnu and Zion and Choshe Mishpat, that Hezek Re'iyah, you cannot be mochel on in the real Hezek Re'iyah for a bias or for a gin. If you get out in the bikkah in the huge open places, so then maybe there's something more to talk about. But real Hezek Re'iyah, one cannot be mochel on. Okay, says the Gemara, Savrua Mai Mechitza Guda. So what did the Mishnah say? Partners that want to make a mechitza. So we think, what does mechitza mean? As I translated before, a guda, a wall. Guda means a mechitza. Kidatanya, where do you see that mechitza means wall? As the Brisa says, mechitza zakarim shenifritza. If you have a wall, let's say we're neighbors, and I have vines, and you have grain, and we have a wall in between us. So wonderful, no problem. All of a sudden the wall falls down. The wall falls down, now we're in trouble. Because we know one of the five types of kilayim is kilay hakarim. Right, we had before, kilay zraim, there are two kilay zraim, different types of plants. Kilay behema, the two types of kilay behema, cross-working and cross-breeding. Then you have shatnez, right? That's and then you have kilay hakarim. Did I miss one? And kilay hakarim. The kilay hakarim is, you have a vine and tfua. Those two together. So that's one of the more chamer kilayim, that's asur b'hanah, you have to burn it. Right, you have a vine that gets intermixed with tvua, with grain, that's usr. So, we had a wall, and the wall falls down. The halacha is, it's only usr once it grows 1/200th of its existence already. The second that it happens, let's say I didn't know about it, let's say I was away for the summer, and I come back and I see it happening, then it's still not usr yet. It has to grow 1/200th with my das, with my rutzon. So let's say the wall falls down. So what happens? We tell the owner. Tell the owner, put up a wall. Put up a wall. Chazra v'nifrasa. He puts up a wall and it falls down again. Omer lo gadar. We keep telling him to put up a wall. But what do you see from here? You see, mechitza means a wall. That's why we bring this price here. Mechitza v'nifrasa. By the way, who are we telling gadar? Who has to put up the wall? Who has to put up the wall? So Rashi says, Rashi says, Beferish here, the Baal HaKerem. The Baal HaKerem is the one that has to put up the wall, not the Baal HaTzvua. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Why is the Baal HaKerem more responsible than the Baal HaTzvua? Where's my Meiri? Where is my Meiri? A lot of Rishonim going on here. Here. So the Meiri says, why is the Baal HaKerem, the vine owner? So he has a couple of possibilities. He says, first of all, maybe halachically we view that the vine as the attacker. The vine is the attacker of the grain. The grain isn't the attacker of the tua. Why? Either halachically, or maybe it's the derech of the vine to grow. And tua just goes straight up. Tua minds its own business. But the vine's attack. Right? Number one. Number two is maybe it's not the vines that are usher, it's the grapes that are usher. So it's his problem. If there were no grapes on the vine, it wouldn't be his problem. Or, number three, he says, maybe there are more grain fields in the world than there are vines. So somebody who built a vine was Mishana. He's doing something more unusual, so therefore, it's his responsibility. So Rov Rishonim hold like Rashi. The Meiri quotes another day that maybe we say to both of them. But Pashtus, again, there's more to talk about there, but that we say this is the vine owner, Gdor, right? It's singular. Right? Put up a fence, and you have to put up a fence. And we warn him, put up the fence. Nisya'esh, again, we can have a whole shira, Mechitza Zakaren, but Bobasra, we just gotta keep moving, right? Nisya'esh, made of a low gadra. What happens after a while? He put up a fence twice, and all of a sudden he gave up. He said, forget it, I'm not putting up a fence again. I put up two fences already. So Nisya'esh, made of a low gadra, if he gives up and he decides not to put up a fence, and then it grows 1/200th, Hareza Kiddish V'chai B'Achrayuso. So then it becomes holy, meaning it becomes Aser B'Hana, and it's Chai B'Achrayus, meaning the Baal HaKerem has to pay for the Tfuah. He has to pay for it. Right, the Rashba says, why do we dafka bring this? There are 25 other Tanaitic sources that we could have brought the word mechitza, because we want to say the chiddush of garmi also. We mentioned that not only if I damage directly on my chayiv, but even if I damage indirectly, which is called garmi. We had this Baba Kama. Right, for example, if I rip up a shtar of yours that says that Ruben owes you $100, did I damage you? I didn't break your windshield. But I damage, I cause you a lot. That's called garmi. One example of garmi. So here too, this is an example of garmi. I let my vines attack your tfua. So says the Rashba, that's why he brought this case, to teach me the chiddush of garmi. But so once I give a pope and I don't, and I'm not goder it, so then I'm chayiv achrai. So Tosas points out, it's only because he had yeush. If you had in mind, let's say you're going out, then you're like, no, right when I get back, I'm going to do it, then it doesn't become aser yet. It's only once you decide not to put up a fence and it grows, so therefore it's all aser. Period. So that's where the word bechitza comes from. So now the Gemara says, taima deratzu, the reason in the Mishnah that it says that if the partners want to build a wall, they can put up a wall, fine. Halo ratzu, ein mechayven oso. But if they don't both agree to it, then we would not obligate both parties. Alma, Hezek Re'iyah lo Shmei Hezek. So don't you see from the Mishnah then that Hezek Re'iyah is not Shmei Hezek? Because if only one party wants to do it, not the other one, we won't force the other one. So don't you see from there, because it's only Ratsu. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute. Ve'ema Mechitza Plukta. Maybe we could have a different shot of the Mishnah. Maybe the word Mechitza in the Mishnah, when it says Ratsu Mechitza, it doesn't mean they want a wall, it means they want a split. It means they want a split. Dichsiv, Vatihi Mechza Sa'eda, as the Pazuk says in Matos, by the war with Midian, right? The mechza sa'eda, the splitting. They split the spoils. And therefore, this is how you read the Mishnah. The kivan deratzu, once they want to split, then you force them to build a wall. Maybe that's how you read the Mishnah. Bonin, it's not called the Baal Karcho. It's not that once they want to build a wall, then you build a wall. Maybe you read the Mishnah as once they want to split, then you force them to build a wall. And then if that's the interpretation of the Mishnah, Alma hezek riyah shmei hezek. Then you'd say Hezek Riyah is Shmei Hezek, if you have that interpretation of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, Hai, Sheratzu Lasos Mechitza, Sheratzu Lachzos Bibayelei. If that's what it means, it shouldn't be they want to build a Mechitza, it should be Sheratzu Lachzos, they want to split. That would have been a better usage. So the Gemara says, Elamai Guda, going back to the first possibility, what? It means a wall? Boden is a kosel? Boden Osomi Bibayelei. If they want the wall, it should be they want to build it, shouldn't have to repeat it. So the Gemara says, no, itana oso. If you would have just said oso, hava mina b'mesibas ba'alma. I would have thought a very, just put a couple of pegs there. You don't even need a wall at all. If they want to build a wall, just put it. What's it? Any type of separation. Kamashman kosel. That's why he says kosel. But it could be a low-level wall. But lamaskana, we said it could be the Mishnah holds. Hezek Riyah is shmei hezek. Big discussion, which we are not going to have now to save time, whether the Mechitzas Kerem, is that called Hezek Nikar or Hezek She'eno Nikar? That's a discussion here in the Rishonim. We don't have time to go into it. The second Tosfos here, because usually the big discussion in Maseches Gittin. If I take a sheretz and I put it on your property, and then I take the sheretz off, so now all of your stuff is tamei. Do I have to pay for that? You look at it, you can't tell that anything happened. That's called hezek she'eino nikar. Do I have to pay for that or not? That's a machlokas. Hezek she'eino nikar, shmei hezek olam shmei hezek. Here the Gemara just says you're chayiv. So is this any better than that? Tosfos says it is. Tosfos says this is hezek nikar. So that's a discussion which feel free to research. One more makar and then we'll do the rest of the yamud, and that is. Shmei Hezek. According to the Mandamer, Shmei Hezek. Why do you say Hezek to Nikar? Hezek. How do you say Hezek Re'ia Ishmei Hezek? So there's one mucker. All the Akronim discuss it, but one mucker from the Stipler. The Stipler says, why would you say my looking into your property is a damage, is an extra damage? So number one, you're embarrassed. That's number one. You're going to do private things and you're embarrassed. That's causing pain to you. That's a Hezek. Or it could be because you're embarrassed, you're not going to do certain things in your chatzer. So my looking is limiting your usage, and that itself is a hezek, right? Just like if I would damage part of your property and make it unusable, so too my looking into your property and making it unusable. Those are two ways to look at it. You have to see if this nafkamina comes up. My looking at it, you're doing it, and it's embarrassing you, or my looking at it prevents you from doing things. Those are two ways to look at hezek she'eino nikar. Two ways to look at hezek re'ia shmei hezek or not. Okay, Vaita. Says the Gemara. Bo nizakos l'mehemsa, you build it in the middle. Pshita, it's obvious. You build it in the middle. Lo tzricha dekadim chad, berasi l'chavre. The chiddush is if one person convinces the other one to build it. Ma'u detema matzi amalei. You might have said, he could say to him, ki esrasi l'cha ba'avira, b'tashmi shalo esratzoi l'cha. What do you mean? I agree to get, pay you for it, but I didn't agree to have it in my rishus. Kamash malan, now we say no. Kash when we say, once you agree to it, you build it right on the middle of the property line. The hezekriya lashmei hezek, and it's possible to understand our Mishnah as hezekriya is lashmei hezek, right? It's only because ratsu, like the first possibility. So is that really true? So Simon, the Shalach Kodesh says, whenever these come up, you should just say it. Simon, Gina, Kosel, Kofin, Lechokin, Chalonos, Rav Nachman. These are all the rayas that we're better try to bring for hezekriya, shmei hezek or not. Number one, Tashma v'chein begina. Our Mishnah said the same halacha applies to Gina. What does that mean? What does that mean? So look at Tosus, v'chein begina, first wide line of Tosus, l'kaman maskinan d'hachi ka'amar, v'chein begina stam k'makam shenago livder dami. A gina is like a makom that there is a minhag to be gadur, because it's a private place. So we're mashma from there, hezek riyah shmei hezek. And the gina is automatically have to put up a wall. So doesn't that show shmei hezek? So answer the Gemara, no. Gina shiny, gina's different to Rabbi Abba. Dermer Rabbi Abba amar Rav Huna amar Rav. It's usher for a person to stand next to their friend's field when things are starting to grow. Gina, there are fruit growing, things are, like the Ramban says, because there are fruit trees in the Gina, it looks scrumptious. He uses the Lashon from Bracious, Nechmad Lamara, Nechmad Lamachal, by the Eitz Hadas. So he says, so that's where, when you have something really good and people stare at it, that's Ayin Hara. So maybe Gina is different. I have a chen ktani, but doesn't it say v'chein in the Mishnah to compare gina and a chatzer? Agvil v'gazis. No, the v'chein is only going on the materials aspect, but not on the automatic hezek re'iyah. Tashma, try number two. Kosel chatzer shenafa mechayim nozo livnos adal ramos. If you have a wall and a chatzer that fell down, you mechayiv the parties to build it, right, up to four amos high again. So you see, hezek re'iyah shmei hezek, because you have to build a wall again. Nafal shiny. No, nafal is different. Tosis explains, because they're used to doing private things in their yard. Right? I remember I had a neighbor that once told me, my next door neighbor growing up, so they used to have this humongous bush in front of their house. So one time I went outside and it wasn't there anymore. They had ripped it up. So he came out to me, he said, it's amazing. Last night he was getting undressed and all of a sudden he said, oh! Because they used to have this big bush next to his window, it was all covered up, and all of a sudden he realized his window's now out in the open. So he's used to acting in a certain way, and that's it, even though Manker didn't, he might not have needed it. So you're doing awful shiny once they're used to it, Tosis explains. Shehurgul lasos davar hatzne b'chatzer. Fifth line in Tosfos. They're used to it. So nafal shiny. So the kari lai maikari la says the Gemara was what was the havamin? Of course nafal shiny. So save it srichalei midal ramos ulamale in mechayiv enoso. Even if the wall had been 14 amos high, you only mechayiv him after it falls down to build 4 amos. You don't have to go higher than that. That's enough to create privacy. Tashma kovenoso livnos beishar v'delos l'chatzer. You build partners in a yard. to make a beishar. It's a gate where the watchman stays and a door to the yard, which also prevents looking in. Shramina hezek riyashmei hezek. So hezek the rabim shiny. No, the whole public looking in, that's worse. One person looking in, that's what we're trying to figure out. But the whole public looking in, obviously, we think that that is shmei hezek. With yachid lo, yachid is not shmei hezek. Tashma, another try. You don't split a chatzer unless there's enough chatzer for each person. It's an 8 square amos. If it's 8 square amos, then you could split it 4 and 4. Hayesh ba kadei lazeh o kadei lazeh chokin. But if there is enough, then you would split it. My labakosel, isn't that true? How would you split it? You'd force it to split it with a wall, and therefore why? Because of hezek or iya. Lo b'misibas ba'alma. It could be that you just split it with a couple of pegs, meaning just to know the property line, but not that there will be a visual blockage. So again, no riot, hezek or iya or not. One more. Tashma hachalo knows b'milamalon b'milamaton b'mikinegdon dalan amos. Let's say you're building a house next to your friend. You have to make sure there's 4 amos between your windows and his window. If your windows are higher than his, yours got to be at least 4 amos higher than his window. Lower, 4 amos lower. Because each one, you could stand on your window, you could look down into his window, or connect on, even if they're exactly across, you got to be 4 amos away, because, or even if it's not a window, even if it's a wall, because of a shade issue. You're creating shade where there was no shade before. The Gemara will discuss this, and therefore, you got to leave space. V'tani Allah, milamalam kadesh lo yatzitz v'yira, right? To build it high enough so you don't look in. Milamatan kadesh lo yamod v'yira. You shouldn't be able to stand on the sill and look in. Mikenegden kadesh lo yafil, right? You can't build it so close so that it doesn't create shade. So you see from this whole source that there's an issue of hezek ra'iya. Hezek debaye shiny. Again, as we said before, in a house, that's for sure a problem. The whole machlokas of hezek ra'iya is not by a house. It's by a yard. By a house, it's for sure a problem, and therefore we're not talking about hezekah de rabim. We're not talking about hezekah de bayis. We're talking about hezekah de yachid of a chatzer. That's the discussion in the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and with Hashem, we will continue. Everybody can let us know. Again, it should be let us know if this was clear. We're back to the other computer. Let us know if it's I know it's lower, but just let us know if there's any problems. But with Hashem, hopefully it's good. Okay, Baba Basra.